powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
There's only one road into Key West, but you won't believe where it can take you. Travel back in time to a city rich with history. Discover amazing artists and musicians. Taste seafood fresh off the boat, or just kick back and soak up the island vibe. For more about Key West, visit flakeys.com. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Chanting, it's too late to save your dairy, yeah. Psychologically stunned, and we stay lighting the blunts. And call your mama a cunt, then leave a spine with a shunt. I'm making moves that have you question my morality. But more importantly, I focus on mortality. Full illusions, come ground to your delusion. Making no confusion, just leave them bruised with confusion. Pounding at the moon, man, focal sequence fusion. Dynamical duality, and sorry for intrusion.
I'll swipe your head off your neck, leave you dead on the set. Yeah, bad little devil out the desert where the weather causes dead lies. Boy, blowing through your crib, shoes all on your couch, chewing on your baby mother's neck. She spit on the dick, llama, yeah, she got tails like Sonic. Boy, she call you young piranha breath. What's wrong, little bitch? Ain't this what you wanted, trick? All the bumps, they haunted. Yeah, that's right, Godzilla's coming, homie. You ain't juggaholic. You dick right, stars, you're a comet. Tell you smell like this and vomit. My scent, cushion, cocaina. Lil' Chuff, I hung gainas. Mirror to the mouth like Sia. Adios mio, R.I.P. I said, cabo, no, L.I. Y traigo this madre puro. Sangre raising all over these streets. It's the juggalo gorilla. Swing above you fans on ceilings. Leave you crying with her feelings. And a black eye, little silly chunk.
Now I feel numb. The devil told me I'm a real one. Emotionless, I do not feel it. Once I to the knife, I will open you up and reveal. Cause bitch, give me top while I whip as a block. I'm the god of the gate, it's the mistress and crocs. Gifted my eyes, a whole clip from the mouth. They were talking, I'm fraudulent, pissing me off. Now I'm fucked up, not thinking straight. Spilling out in the stripping space. Dipped off in the Everglades. Dumping the bag for the human remains. I tiptoe through the tombstones. Money creeping out blue notes. I'm in the cut with two hoes. Upon my soul, the moon glows. I sent me your hand, put it inside a box. Cut up the wrist and be fed to the dog. Pillowcase full of rocks, swing at your face till your cranium pops. Drink bleach, bitchy shit. Die slow, but be quick. Cry, open your mouth, I'ma reach in. Pull out your soul, you don't need it. I pull up with Wati Wati. Murder dance around your block. Pop off shots, make Wati strong. Big baby bog about the swamp. Green shit like Reptar. I'm certified like Brett Favre. Invis Queen, I'll leave you all wrapped up. American head charge.
SWAMP, and you can point out any cause they don't know about me.
My face every year, all day. The 31st ain't nothing to me, another holiday. All of a sudden, face paintings in style, and I've been doing it ever since Gilligan's Island was on. We'll try and live it all year, though. Try and pick up a chick when you're painted up like a weirdo. I'm 68 years old, I still trick-or-treat. You think I care? Shit. I'm trying to find something to eat and tell them old ladies, keep your pennies. If it ain't about a quarter, don't even bother. I'm sick of these little kids, too. I know you did it. Put a brick in your bag and hit me in the head with it. And then they take my candy and diss. Look what I got from the fat guy painted like Kiss. All year I'm a psycho, huh? I see. But each and every Halloween, you wanna be me. Fish and a bag lady all made love and had a little baby, and supposedly I'm the one, but at this point that's only purely speculation. On Halloween people smile at me, the rest of the year they dial the police, they kick me off their lawn and shoot me off their cars, but on Halloween they're giving me candy bars. Trick or treat, it's 5:30 in the morning, I'm still out, I'm standing on your lawn and I'm looking through your window. Tap, tap. I see a gummy bear on a table. You gonna eat that? My paint don't come off. And if it did, what? You think I'm scary now? Shit! I look like Frankenstein. It's been slapped with ugly. Yet children hug me on Halloween. People hate my guts. On Halloween, though, they want to ride my nuts. They dress up like monsters, freaks, and clowns, and pass jelly bears, goobers, and suckers around. The next day when I try to trick-or-treat, it's get off my porch or I'll call the cops, you freak. I don't understand you people, but that's okay. I'll see you next time, you all try to be Violent J.
A whammy.
You would like to be a proud sponsor on Replicon Radio, shoot us an email at therepliconiswatching@gmail.com for more information.
Yeah.
all the informations you need over at thereplicon@gmail.com.
Raplicon.
Raplicon.
The Raplicon is watching.
What up, y'all? It's Monday.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Hi. I'm tired and sore.
Tired and sore?
Tired and sore.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
Yep.
It's a sleepy Monday.
It was. I didn't leave the damn house.
No?
Nope.
You tend to do that a lot, it feels like.
I don't.
Why are you so tired for never going anywhere?
I did go somewhere.
Did you?
Yeah. I went to Grant's Farm.
Ooh. Today?
Yeah, last night. House
today. Granny night. Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Grant's Farms. Spooktacular show at the Grant's Farms. Ooh, it's spooky.
Was it? Spooky?
Well, they do their little Halloween thing for the kiddos.
Mm.
It was neat. I mean, it's just a fun experience that for those that, you know, haven't been there, they take you on a tram and they go through the whole property and whatnot. And
they got little things set
up. They only had it, you know, set up before you get to the wildlife area, and then the rest is just pitch black. And then you get to the very end of it, and it's a little bit,
yeah,
a couple more lights, but it wasn't anything crazy.
Well, they don't want them animals to get into all the lights and
I mean,
shit.
I get that. It makes sense. But, I mean, the tram guy didn't need to be doing 20 miles an hour through the damn place. We're like, hey, guy, like, the lights are right here. Why are you going so damn fast?
Right. It's dark as fuck, too. Calm down, bro.
Yeah.
You got us flying in a fucking pitch blackout. Calm down.
Well, he was flying past the decorations. It's like
the shit that people want to see.
Yeah. Eventually, he slowed.
Buffalo?
Yeah. I mean, we mostly
buffalo?
We mostly just saw deer.
Are they haunted?
Durs.
They were sleeping. And then somebody went out there with a bucket and started banging it because they were too close to the road.
Really?
Yeah. And so then you just saw a herd of deer just running off into the darkness. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. They had good pretzels.
Soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
The Bavarian soft pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you some of them. They were beer flavored?
I don't think so.
Like the fucking snacks?
No, not at all. Though this pretzel was actually good, unlike the snacks.
Yeah, they're soft pretzels. The Bavarian pretzels are soft pretzels.
Yeah, they're
Bavarian.
Bavarian.
I know what it is. With cheese.
With cheese.
Yeah, cheese, right?
That body man don't like cheese.
Oh, yeah,
nacho
like
cheese
sauce.
But I'm coming around, though, to it. I'm coming around to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was dipping it in the cheese. I'm coming around to it.
Changes are coming, huh?
That's why I don't ever rule any food out that I don't like. Like, I still regularly try olives every, you know, at least once a year.
I remember this conversation we had about
nacho cheese.
And
yeah,
you were like, fuck that cheese.
I still say fuck that cheese. It ain't real cheese. It's cheese paste. It ain't real cheese.
It's melted cheese.
It ain't real
cheese. I still don't know how you eat a pretzel without it.
Yeah, you can eat it with mustard if you want.
Yeah, that's way too German for me.
A little spicy mustard.
I've never
Dijon.
I don't dislike mustard, but I've never understood why people like mustard.
It's good.
I don't fuck with mustard.
Really, I'll even if I eat mustard like on a hot dog or something, it's like the classic swirl.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like a dab. Like any more than that, it's like too overwhelming.
I kind of like
you dabbing motherfucking mustard,
yeah,
bro.
Like, whatever. It is just like,
I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I smoke mustard.
I don't think that would go well.
No.
I saw a dude smoke a Carolina Reaper one time, and that did not end well.
Could you imagine that hitting your fucking lungs and just burning?
Dude.
Fuck.
I think he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you would think.
Yo, what up, House of Id? What up, Merle?
What up, hey, Merle?
Hello.
What up,
Hello.
House of Id?
Right out the gate, just talking shit.
Who is?
Merle.
Of course. Why wouldn't he? Who he
talking
about?
No, he ain't
talking
shit.
He's talking shit about cheese.
Yeah. It's a love. Yeah, if you guys are tuning into the speaker version, sorry, it was weird. But listen to it.
The speaker version.
We had to restart like four times because it likes to freeze up for some reason. I don't know what to tell you.
It's fucking cold, bro.
Is that what it is?
It's so fucking cold it freezes.
That's true. Could be.
Even it was like 80 degrees today.
Right.
It's like 80 degrees in here right now.
Yeah.
No, it's down to like fucking 68.
Backwards.
No.
86.
No, I turned the AC on at 5
o'clock.
Since
you turned it on, motherfucker.
It's not warm to me yet. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, I've been here a while.
Yeah. Well, you've also been stressing out over that computer for the last hour and a half.
That is true. Stressy Chip.
Stressing out, shitting himself.
I haven't shat myself.
He did. I had my headphones on, so I couldn't hear it, but I definitely smelled it.
I farted one time.
That was one of those.
It smelled like a wet fart.
That was one of those that you could taste, and it was very uncomfortable the whole time I had to smell it. Like,
I'm glad I
like
didn't
I was.
Taste
I was like. Well, like, what am I supposed to do? Am I just like, should I just go in the other room, or what am I doing in this situation?
I didn't
want to put my shirt over my nose because, you know, my nose is still healing. It's like, I guess I'll just sit and suffer. It's like, you don't want to breathe through your mouth, and you don't want to breathe through your nose. It's like, God damn it, I just got to get this oxygen somehow.
You hope to pull it from the water.
I didn't even smell it.
Because you're nose blind to your own filth.
That's not true. I have been disgusted by many of my own parts.
You ever think about washing your ass every once in a while?
Yeah, at least once a day. My ass is clean.
You think about it or do you do it?
No, I do it.
He's got a bidet that he stares at when he's wiping his ass.
Yeah, it's still in the box, chilling.
Why?
I was like, it's almost clean.
Come on, P. You got to take it out of the box and figure out how to put it on.
Well, I will. I ain't stopped since the last time I was here.
I'm actually surprised. I figured that'd be one of the things that you would like get in a hurry to do.
Well, I would, but I have to do other things to get to it. There's like shit in the way.
Oh, gotcha.
So there's like a rack full of towels and shit that has to be moved so I can get to what I need to get to.
I gotcha.
And then once I get there, I got to clean the cobwebs that are back there, which is gross.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to get grossed out 6 or 7 times. And then I got to figure out. Then I got to call somebody that has a tool.
You just need an adjustable
wrench. You're a
fucking
tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
you need a crescent.
Doesn't mean I have it. Just because it's a common tool doesn't mean I have it.
I mean,
because I don't.
With all that stuff in your house,
P
there ain't
not
no tool. There ain't not one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There could be a tool somewhere in the house. It
could be.
I'm not saying that there's not a tool somewhere.
Furniture
in that
comes
house.
With
multi-purpose
with them little
screwdriver.
Wrenches.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them. Yeah, they come with it.
Yeah.
And then they leave with it too in the box.
A word to the wise, turn the water off and then flush the toilet. Make sure that tank is empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, that's
all
the
you gotta
little
do
knob
is turn
down
it,
underneath
yeah,
the toilet. Back
yeah.
behind
yeah,
the toilet.
Yeah, that's the one I gotta get
knob
to.
Knob is
yeah.
a quarter turn.
Well, you just turn maybe. It until it stops and then you flush it to make sure you ain't gonna have you're gonna have water in there, but you don't want that tank full of water when you're disconnecting that hose.
So it'll just caulk about.
Yeah. So you're gonna want like something to catch down there. Maybe some towels. It should be alright.
Yeah, I see. This is hard. Even the idea of this is a problem.
Yeah, but it,
that's
I
why
mean,
it hasn't been done yet.
No.
Yeah, it's probably
you're going to get grossed out when you have to take the seat off.
It's either quarter
and
or
you,
half.
And you see the all the yellow syrup piss that's dried up on there. That's not even a shot at you. That's just how toilets are, man. Yeah. Like you get in there.
That's because that's the only part you can't get to. Because I clean the toilet all the time. But
yeah,
the little part that's screwed in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know there was a mess here,
yeah.
And it's not on my towel. I just scooted it.
Easiest way to clean that is take an old toothbrush and scrub behind it. It gets all in there and gets it all out.
Yeah, but it don't get in the little bowl holes.
Off, though?
It does. You scrub it.
Well, he's not taking the toilet like off of the foundation tomorrow. Like he's not going to be messing with the wax ring. If he messes with the wax ring, he's definitely gone way too far.
Right. Yeah, no, you just take the seat off, right?
Yeah, you just take the lid off of the seat.
I ain't taking the fucking wax ring off, bro.
Yeah, he's just... Yeah, when you put on a bidet, all you gotta
I've actually done that before.
Yeah.
I've put a new toilet in.
Yeah.
But that's not gross.
That's
weird.
Not as hard as you would think it would be either.
It's
pretty
not,
fucking simple.
It's just time consuming.
Yeah, it just kind of sits there.
Yeah.
It kind of like just fits right there.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you get square.
You got to pull your cock out.
Yeah.
Your cock out and make sure you're square on it.
I can't even do it. My voice is fucked up. I was basically on a drinking binge.
Same.
Dude, I had 4 drinks at the show.
What show?
On the 13th.
That was last week.
Was that last week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I couldn't tell you the last time I drank before that.
Yeah?
I'm drinking absolutely nowhere near as much as I used to.
Yes, I have Big Sin Simon III.
It's not a big deal.
Three Mother.
Big Sin Three Mother?
Three Mother.
It's like riding a bull. No, I've never done that.
Yeah. Sometimes it
sounds
loose.
Terrible.
It's most of the time, it's the seat being loose itself. But
oh, the actual toilet seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
No, but like I've sat on the toilet
not
where,
the
like,
bowl,
where like you sit down and it just shifts the lid on the bowl and you just...
You think as soon as I sit down, if it wasn't in all the way, it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
313 Murher. It's Big Sin 313 Murher.
It made it worse. Big Sin 313 Murder House. We miss you too. I'm not sure who you are, but I miss you.
I thought he was saying he missed the Murder House Brothers.
I don't know. Maybe he misses the murder. Are we? I don't know. I don't think so.
I think we would know if we were.
We are not.
I'm so confused. We love you. Appreciate you. What were we saying? You got drunk? Is that what you said, bro?
No.
Drunk? You drank last Friday. You've been drunk ever since.
No, I wish. I haven't been drinking nowhere near as much as I used to. Not because I don't want to. It's just I don't. Well, I guess it is because I don't. I just don't feel like drinking. I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that. I drink more than usual.
I'm on par.
Thursday, maybe Friday, a little bit more. Saturday.
Oh, fuck.
Uh oh. I had to get up.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
What happened?
Oh, he forgot to tell old boy that we finally got on air. Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah, well, that was whatever his reaction was way more urgent.
Yeah.
I think he forgot somebody to go to. Maybe he left somebody on it. He left a baby on a diaper changing station, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Somebody will take care of it.
To the bathroom on Thursday and he forgot about
it. Somebody will take care of it. It'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He's probably changing to players or something on his fancy foosball.
They just showed McCaffrey on the fucking screen, and I was like, oh, fuck, he might be out. I better go double check and fucking hurry up and have to fucking swap him out with somebody. I thought I had to go drop somebody and pick somebody up, but he's active for tonight, so he should be playing. I was like, motherfucker, I don't need another player to get zero fucking points.
We are so different, people.
I was looking at the picture like, wow, that probably looks cool in there.
I would never have such a panic reaction to football, let alone fantasy. It's not even real football. It's fantasy football.
I don't know. It might be his money league.
No, it wasn't. It was our the Replicon Radio first league.
You know, we got two football leagues.
But now that you mentioned my money league, I better go check that too. I got a guy that's getting 0 points because we only have three.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.